Angela Lansbury, the beloved star of television, screen, and stage, has died. She was 96. Although she was best known for her role as Jessica Fletcher in the long-running CBS TV series Murder, She Wrote, Lansbury had a distinguished career in the movies and on Broadway. Jeff London has this appreciation.
Angela Lansbury was destined to become an actress. Born in London, England in 1925, her mother was a leading lady of the British stage, and Lansbury got the bug as a teenager, playing Audrey in a student production of As You Like It. She told Terry Gross on Fresh Air in 2000 that appearing on stage was intoxicating.
I suddenly got the feel and the smell of being able to make an effect by the way I played the role, the way I comported myself. All of the physical aspects of acting suddenly came to me, and I got a laugh, you know, the first time I did it.
With the Battle of Britain raging, Lansbury and her mother moved to the United States in 1940 and settled in Hollywood 2 years later. She got her first screen role as the saucy housemaid Nancy in Gaslight, directed by George Cukor, when she was just a teenager.
And whom are you going to the musical with?
Gentleman friend, sir.
Oh, now you know, Nancy, don't you? That gentleman friends are sometimes inclined to take liberties with young ladies.
Oh, no, sir. Not with me. I can take care of myself when I want to.
Angela Lansbury got an Oscar nomination for her performance in Gaslight and appeared in many more films, from The Picture of Dorian Gray to The Harvey Girls, often playing women much older than she actually was.
I was never going to get to play the girl next door, and I was never going to be groomed to be a glamorous movie star. And I sort of realized that, so I had to make peace with myself on that score.
Perhaps her most memorable Hollywood performance was as the evil mother of the brainwashed Lawrence Harvey in The Manchurian Candidate in 1962.
You are to shoot the presidential nominee through the head, and Johnny will rise gallantly to his feet and lift Ben Arthur's body in his arms and stand in front of the microphones and begin to speak.
Lansbury moved to New York to star on Broadway and scored an enormous triumph in Jerry Herman's Mame in 1966, says theater historian Lawrence Maslon.
Angela Lansbury really threw herself in front of the bus to get that part. And lo and behold, when she walked down that staircase in gold lamé pajamas in 1966, she was 40 years old. And Broadway embraced her in a way that it has embraced few actresses in its storied history.
Light the candles, get the ice out, roll the rug up, it's today.
Angela Lansbury said she was a bit surprised to find a real home in musical theater.
Because I'm not really a singer. I have a serviceable voice. But how I use it, it's the emotion under the note that sells the song.
That way of acting a song served Lansbury very well when she starred as Mama Rose in the 1974 revival of Gypsy and as the cold-blooded Mrs. Lovett, who bakes human beings into meat pies, in Stephen Sondheim's 1979 masterpiece Sweeney Todd. She told NPR in 2005 that Sweeney Todd's success was anything but certain when it began preview performances in New York.
People were appalled by the blood that was splattering at them from the stage. They felt that Stephen had gone a step too far. But my goodness, there was another two-thirds of the audience who hadn't seen it yet who arrived at the theater. And they just took it to their hearts. And of course, to make a long story short, we won the Tony that year. So that was the thing that launched us.
The worst pies in London, even that's polite.
In the 1980s, Angela Lansbury moved back to Hollywood to star in the mystery television series Murder, She Wrote. The CBS show lasted 12 seasons and made Angela Lansbury a household name as a senior citizen. She told Fresh Air's Terry Gross that she was happily trapped in the role of Jessica Fletcher, the mystery novelist who solved a murder every week.
Being Jessica was second nature to me because she embodied all of the qualities that I like about women. She was valiant and liberal and athletic and exciting and sexy and all kinds of good stuff that women are of a certain age and are not given credit for.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.